أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Continuing with أسماء الحسنى, today we will look at the attribute of Al-Basir, the All-Seeing. The All-Seeing is a quality which watches and observes things in such a way that nothing escapes his attention, including that which is under the earth, including that which is buried so deep or is in the heavens. It is free of any dependence upon a pupil of the eye or eyelids or the imprinting of forms and colors upon the eye as human vision is. The perfection of qualities of visible things is disclosed to the all-seeing. It's more clear than what can be grasped by the perception of a sense of sight, which is limited to the things that are visible. He sees all that has passed, all there is, and all that will be until the end of time, from before the time when he moved the sea of nothingness into Alam al-Lahut until after the last judgment. He has also given his creatures the ability to behold his creation. Some of his creatures see shapes and colors and movements better than people do. See, our perception is limited in registering only pre-existing objects at a certain distance, and then differentiating those objects only when the eye or the object moves and changes. The eyes are incapable of seeing what is under the surface. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Al-Basir is completely different. It encompasses absolutely everything. Someone asked Prophet Isa alayhi salam, "Could anyone amongst us be like you?" And he said, "Whoever speaks only when Allah makes him say. Whoever when silent is only silent in remembrance of Allah. And whoever when he looks at things knows that what he sees is not Allah but from Allah and learns and takes a lesson from what he sees is like me." And that basically is how we apply Al-Basir to ourselves. See, Allah has given us an eye of the heart for seeing deeper things than our ordinary eyes can see. An inner eye to see the inner human being. It is that eye which is called Basira. Although we cannot see Allah, it's not something that we can see, only He can see Himself. With the Basira, we can see ourselves. And once we see ourselves, we see divinity within ourselves. He is looking at us, not only what is on the outside, but what is in our minds and in our hearts. And if we see ourselves and knows ourselves like that, then know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us access to the energy from Al-Basir. You know, when we're in front of people whom we respect and fear, we behave sort of properly with good conduct. We stand respectfully, we watch what we do, what we wear, what we say. Yet those people can only see our outsides. Our respect and fear of these people depend only on our temporal worldly interest and concern. But the one who has created us, the one who controls us, who sustains us, who loves us, who protects us, who is with us night and day, who is closer to us than our jugular vein, can see us to the minutest detail. Yet right in front of his eyes, we do not hesitate to perform the most shameful of acts without any respect or without any fear. Is it because we cannot see him? Or is it because we believe that Al-Basir cannot see us? If we want to apply this to our lives, then again I repeat the hadith from Hadith Qudsi that I repeated yesterday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "My abd comes close to me with his continuous devotion until I love him. And when I love him, I become his ears with which he hears, and his eyes with which he sees, and his tongue with which he speaks, and his hand with which he holds." If you have an intended action which is not selfish, but totally for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you recite Ya Allahu Ya Basir 100 times before Salatul Jumu'ah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely grant success in that intended act. It's an amazing ism of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like all the others.